أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I hope and pray that you all are fine and on the highest levels of Iman and Taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all serenity, peace and security and grant you barakah in your time. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Quran's recitation, its memorization, its writing, its understanding and sharing with others easy for you all. Ameen. Thumma ameen. We are hoping that you are memorizing Quran in the best manner, writing it down, reviewing it with your buddy, ayah by ayah method, and applying the ayahs in your salah. We have prepared a special activity for you, especially in Ramadan, and that is, if you will keep it in front of you and will apply it, then you can benefit from it tremendously. Try to start applying it in the Ramadan the most. It will not only benefit you, but it will be very good when you will work with your family, friends, and in the community. You will feel that ayahs of Quran will be so easy for you all to recite and memorize, as you will have weekly activity goals. If we follow it, then it will benefit us not only in Ramadan, but also after Ramadan too. You all have summer vacations, and all those sisters who love reading will enjoy more. We will try to make Quran our friend. And for that, what we will do is, see, we have some methods, some tips in it for you. How, when, what, which way it should be applied. Just look at it as it is in Urdu and English both. It consists of small tips of how and when and where you can recite Quran. How can you bring it into practical use? The first one is who, when, what and how. Look underneath. You will see that you have to recite for someone else. If that person is younger than you, recite it for her in person. If someone is older than you, then you can recite for her over the phone. You can make a commitment with your friend and recite some other surah to her. Then another tip is, if you have memorized different parts of Quran or different surahs, then you can keep a friend for one surah, a family member for another, can make your mother a friend for the third one, or maybe any of your close friend for that. This way you will have lots of friends which you choose for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. And those friends, they will be responsible for you to be under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's arsh. You can also recite any ayah which your friend recommends. You can recite Quran wherever you find comfortable, maybe on your deck, maybe in your garden in the evening. You can pick a time after any of your salah to memorize your lesson or just recite. You can keep Quran handy even while driving. You can review the ayahs while standing on red light, while waiting in long wait lines. If you happen to travel, then keep certain ayahs to memorize or recite there or during that time. Then let's say you are hungry. Recite an ayah before eating. Then when you wake up in the morning, recite few ayahs early morning. Then if you go to a party or picnic, like since kids have holidays and you take them somewhere, keep them occupied by doing ayah with them. By repeating several times, you will end up memorizing that ayah. If you are experiencing load shedding, you can use your flashlight and recite ayahs of Quran. Recite Quranic verses in your beautiful voice while sitting on the deck, in your garden, while enjoying evening beautiful weather, experiencing sunset, and be close to the nature. Besides this, you can recite Quran by wearing sunglasses, meaning using different strategies, recite these beautiful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apply them in every given situation, and so much so that it becomes your best friend, right? Please do give your feedback after applying, and also please do share with your Islah admins what other strategies you can use during Ramadan. Take good care of yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us the best opportunities and ways to which we can make Quran our best friend. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.